Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. Morning, Key.
Morning, Max. Kellerman. The Killerman in the AFC.
I was thinking about the AFC quarterbacks. We were talking about it in the last segment. You know, Rodgers going to be in the AFC. Let's say Lamar stays put. Mahomes, Burrow, that's four. Herbert, Allen, that's six. Watson is seven. Forget about someone like Jimmy G. He doesn't even count. He's a good quarterback. I'm not talking about the good ones. I mean, the ones, hey, this guy might wind up in the Hall of Fame type dudes, right? What did I say? We're up to seven, right? What's Russell Wilson with Sean Payton?
I forgot about Payton. I mean, I forgot about Russell Wilson.
What's Tua if he stays healthy with Tyreek and them?
No, they got a good nucleus of QBs in the AFC for sure.
Oh, my God. I can't remember a conference like it. And so I'm taking Tua out. I'm taking Jimmy G out. I'm taking Russell Wilson out.
Why do you take Jimmy G out?
Because I'm not talking about he's good, he knows how to win, he can manage a team. I'm talking about, oh, my God, did you see that type quarterbacks, right? Like, differently talented quarterbacks.
It's interesting.
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, I mean, but it's interesting on the Jimmy G front and even on the Russell Wilson front because Jimmy G gets familiarity, no matter what you think, familiarity and trust.
With Josh McDaniels, you mean?
With Josh McDaniels. Mm-hmm. Don't necessarily get trust with Kyle Shanahan.
Right.
Didn't get trust with Kyle Shanahan because Kyle Shanahan didn't – he got him via trade and he, you know, was like, mm-hmm. I got to play him. You know, it's like, what else? But Josh has always loved him. Didn't want to see him go. Right? He gets a chance now to dance with him again. And so it's a special type of relationship because when he was drafted by the New England Patriots, there was a lot of scouting on Josh's part to convince Bill that this is a quarterback that I can work with. You know, so it's all those sort of things.
I get it. No question. Know? I'm just saying Jimmy G, and you know I'm a big Jimmy G supporter.
I'm just saying when you put it to a situation – that will allow you to thrive at a different level. Sometimes you can be different. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That throw that we was like, I can't. Why would they? That may look different with the Raiders and Devontae Adams. All of a sudden, it looks so much different.
But do you think, like, in order for someone like Jimmy G or Tua Tagovailoa, for someone like that, for guys like that to reach the level I'm talking about with these other guys, they'd have to be Drew Brees. They would have to, you know, be so accurate, so successful. The guys that we're talking about, Key, are from, like, different planet talented, right?
No, I understand. I mean,
there are eight of those dudes in the conference.
Because we, and I say we, and yeah. I'm going to put myself into the germ spreader world with you.
It's about time. Welcome.
And Jeremy Fowler, who's going to join us in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You put y'all, you know, in that germ spreader area because we say this is who this person is. Because in all honesty, as the anointed number one Tua hater in all of sports media, as people would deem me, dude was cooking till he got hurt.
He was cooking.
He was cooking.
Yeah,
he was so cooking. if he kept cooking,
then you got then it's a different category.
Even though I'm sitting there going, don't cook. Mm-hmm. He's cooking. And if he's cooking, they look different, right? He goes to Buffalo and Buffalo barely got out of there.
It's true.
So you see what I'm saying?
I do. So in other words, you can't rule out Tua
or
Jimmy G from potentially joining that group.
Exactly. Because if he stays healthy.
Or someone like C.J. Stroud if the Texans do take him, right?
Well, it's still early because the Texans.
I'm just saying, like, you don't know what he's going to be.
No, you don't. No, but in terms of the Tua stuff, and no, I'm not backpedaling, so anybody tweeting at Max, no, I'm not backpedaling on the Tua. I need to see it. So I started seeing it. Mm-hmm. And then you say, okay, that looks – he may not have strong arm like a Josh Allen. But he has some stuff that you go, well, maybe Tyreek Hill was right.
So, in other words, so let's just – we're going to take some calls on the Ravens ceiling, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
Sorry, hijacked it.
If Lamar comes back and Rashad Bateman and Odell stay healthy, what's the ceiling? I just want to quickly say, Key, there are 16 teams in each conference. The AFC will have Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, if he comes back, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, we're up to 5, Trevor Lawrence, 6, Deshaun Watson, 7, Aaron Rodgers, 8. I'm not even talking Tua, Russell Wilson with Sean Payton, or Jimmy G. 8 quarterbacks where you just look at them and you go, man, that's not like everybody else. Half the conference has ridiculously talented quarterbacks who are accomplished, and then you have a bunch of other teams with quarterbacks who might join that group. The AFC is, I don't remember a conference like it. Not like that with the quarterback play. It's just, it's out of control. And the NFC ain't got the same guys. Yeah, all right, you mull that over. Let's take some calls while you're mulling that over. I'm thinking. Jason in Alabama, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
What's up, Max?
What's going on, Jason?
I just wanted to say that you are correct on a lot of things you're saying, but as far as the Ben Roethlisberger thing goes, is he played against twice a season. And you're right, the offense that they had dictated Lamar's stats. So that everything he's saying is that the scouting reports are going to put on him. Okay, we don't know if he can actually pick you apart from the pocket. Your stats, you're cherry picking stats. So if you just want to
I'm not cherry picking. I'm just saying you're not wrong about that.
Wait, hold on, Jay. We haven't seen him do it yet.
Yeah,
that's a lie.
Ben Roethlisberger has thrown for 5,000 yards. In multiple, five hundred yards in multiple games. His stats per season throwing the ball. Lamar has thrown for 3,000 yards. I mean, maybe once or twice. I mean, it's not really run.
Jason, that's the system. I'm not going to sit up here and allow you to look at numbers and say because his numbers are greater than Lamar's, that he's a better passer.
But wait, Key, he's not saying that. This is why I think he has a point, is he's not saying he can't do it. He's just saying because of the system, I don't really see a conflict with what you're both saying. Is Jason still there? He's saying because of the system, we don't know if he can do it consistently because we've never seen him try.
I've
seen him do it, if you want to call it a limited time, but I've seen him do it enough. I set up and watched the Monday night game the year he won the MVP against the Rams. Did you see what he did to the Rams with his arm? Did you see how he took out the butter knife and just carved him up?
So what do you think?
If they wanted him to do it on a more consistent basis, like they went out and got a new offensive coordinator so he can do it, then he's going to be able to do it.
Key, you're saying athlete eyeball test, you've seen what you need to see. Jason, are you saying that the sample isn't big enough that he's only done it in spots?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And I got one more question that I've been really wanting someone to answer for me. Okay, because to tell you the truth, I am a Steelers fan. And you talk about quarterbacks winning MVPs in Super Bowls. How in God's name did not Ben Roethlisberger win the Super Bowl MVP against the Cardinals when he has probably the greatest drive in Super Bowl history to win a Super Bowl?
All right, so Key, that's Jason's question. How would you answer that question?
Who won the MVP? I don't remember.
Was it the bus?
No, it was Santonio Holmes?
No, it was Santonio Holmes. Yeah,
we caught
the ball back.
That catch was a big catch, and I think, and I don't know this 100%. I know how the league works sometimes. I think there was some stuff going on in Ben's personal life around that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that he was going to get that.
They didn't want to shine a light on him.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but listen, Jason's a Steelers fan.
And well, I knew that.
He's defending his. He's defending.
I knew that out the gate.
Out the gate. Out the gate. Out the gate. Sam cool, in Toledo. Though. You're on KJM ESPN Radio.
What's going on, guys?
All right, Sam.
Good morning. Hey, I am not a Steelers fan. In fact, I kind of like the Ravens. I like Harbaugh and what he's got going on. One thing I would say, and if we look at history, pull out any stats you want, but you look at history, a running quarterback like Lamar or Randall or Mike Vick, these guys are sexier than any quarterback out there, but durability plays a role when you measure a quarterback. To play in a Super Bowl, you're playing 20 games a year. Lamar can't do that. He's too small. His style doesn't work in the NFL. You got to get there to the Super Bowl. He can't do it. Ben's done it twice.
What do you think, Key?
I would say they have not won the Super Bowl, but I also would say the style in which Lamar and some of these other guys play is just now hitting the NFL. Jalen Hurts was a field goal away from winning the Super Bowl and had one of the all-time Super Bowl performances. They didn't lose because of Jalen Hurts.
Key, you're making a great point. The sample size, the sample size of because certain players who had certain styles were excluded from the position
Absolutely.
In the first place. The yeah. sample of quarterbacks who have been in a position on a team to win a Super Bowl, who have the more pocket style, is multiples bigger than the sample of quarterbacks who are big threats to run. Multiples, right? So
yeah, and we
haven't seen that enough to start drawing that
think
conclusion.
Think about it. Colin Kaepernick was a throw away from winning a Super Bowl. If Crabtree doesn't get stuck at the initial line of scrimmage move, he separates from the DB. It's an easy catch.
But
that's
what
a touchdown game over.
What about if yeah right if Richard
Crabtree
Sherman
comes down with
mediocre
the football,
that was the mediocre
over.
Quote right. So what about the injury point? What about the point that Lamar in particular, but you know what the funny thing is about that? Ben Roethlisberger took more hits than Lamar because he was so big and would you know run around in the pocket, right? And was became a sitting duck after a while.
Look, man, Lamar missed some games last year and he missed some games the year before.
Roethlisberger, big guy though, toward
the end of the season. So now we gonna change it to as he can't play 20 games. Okay, so when he plays 20 games, what are we going to say?
He had no problem with injuries the first three seasons where he played all the games and played playoff games. I will say this, though, Key. I am biased this way. I like a big quarterback. I like Roethlisberger, big, strong guy. I like the fact that Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert are big.
Lamar's not small.
Josh Allen?
Max?
No, he's not, but he's a little smaller than those guys.
Yeah, he's not. I don't know that he's smaller than. I don't know that he's smaller than Patrick. He's built differently.
Well, Patrick's about 6'2", but he's thicker.
Patrick ain't 6'2". No way. He's probably with cleats on, 6'1".
They list him.
He's kind of wide down below. Mm-hmm. You know, he got a little trunk on him. Mm-hmm. So he's built different.
Yeah.
Where Lamar is kind of straight up and down with a little muscle to him. He looks
Mahomes
thinner.
Listed at 6'2", by the way.
So and, with cleats on, he's 6'1".
Don't let him fool you. By the way, Jalen Hurts also stockier than Lamar, right?
Built
different. All right.
Built different.
The Packers want a number one pick from the Jets, wouldn't it make more sense for them to wait till after the draft to make the Rodgers trade? And this kind of throws my whole calculation and theory out the window if it's true. KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Sean, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Hot News or Not News is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter with us now. You ready, Jeremy?
Happy Friday, Germ.
I think I'm ready. When's my guy Key going to be in studio?
He's in studio, it's just not this one. Calm down. I'm in studio. Calm down now.
I want my Isaiah Thomas pick. Remember, whenever I'm talking.
I'm going to have to go to L.A. to be in the same studio as Eli.
The Isaiah Thomas controversy is really was something, huh? It was interesting, right, Jeremy? It was all over the place.
No, it was cool, but you know, it was more, when I watched the video, it was more funny. Like, it was couched as like this big argument when on the headlines, and then you click on the video. I thought it was funny and lighthearted.
No, but Isaiah's having a good time with us.
That's what I mean.
But at the same time, has a point to make. His point is a real one. Yes. Yeah. Well, Isaiah is a real one. Hot news or not news? Brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. I said that already. Jeremy Fowler, Odell Beckham Jr. says he received no assurances that Lamar would be on the team. Hot news or not news?
I would say that's hot news because this is the hot story of the week, Odell going to the Ravens and what it means. And really, I just don't think they're mutually exclusive. Odell Beckham signing, people think that means Lamar Jackson is coming back. It helps, certainly. Is it an indication that it could be leading that way eventually? Yes, but there's just a lot to sort through. There's still that huge gulf in guaranteed money between the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. There's still no real guarantee that I'm aware of that he's going to sign the franchise tag unless he just has no other option in a couple months from now.
But I think it's hot news, though. No, it's certainly hot news and everything Jeremy's talking about. Let's not think that OBJ hadn't had some sort of conversation about whether or not he's going to join, whether or not Lamar was like, yeah, man, I'm coming. I just want to rest up. Whatever. But he didn't go there thinking, well, Lamar, I'm going, so Lamar's coming. He went there with the idea of a team needing him and wanting him in the worst way.
Exactly.
And him believing in them and him feeling good because they courted him. Let me ask you this, though, Jeremy, before we move on. Can they, and I meant to ask Adam this yesterday on NFL Live, can the Ravens say, I tell you what, we're going to give you a one-year, $50 million deal for 1 year. Can they do that?
Sure. They can do whatever they want because – up until July 17th, that franchise tag deadline, you can work out a long-term deal. That can be as long as you want it to be. It can be 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. So certainly they can put that on the table if they want. I doubt they want to do that for salary cap purposes. They'd like to try to spread that out if they can. But, you know, I think this is a team, since they've been looking at quarterbacks, they don't have a lot of options right now that are viable. They might get desperate. Maybe something like that would be on the
table. I would do something like that if I was DaCosta. I'd say, you know what, I'm going to give you 50 guarantee, and I want you to come in and I want you to show me that you can stay healthy the entire year, and then we'll revisit again. And
Chris Canty and I did this when you were out. Like, if you add up the franchise tags, right, that's about $120 over the next 3 years. Throw $20 million cherry on top, and you go to Lamar and say, "Here's $150 guaranteed, right? Fully guaranteed 3 years. When you're 29, you're coming up again, and you got your $150." Right? Like, there must be some compromise. All right.
No doubt.
The Commanders have reached a preliminary non-exclusive agreement to sell for $6.05 billion, meaning $6 billion, $50 million. Hot news or not news, Jeremy Fowler?
It's hot news. There's no question about it. I mean, it's probably underplayed news, just considering the magnitude of a team buying a major franchise that not long ago was on par with some of the biggest brands in any sport. Now, that's been tarnished a little bit because of the owner that was in place. But now the owner, largely considered one of the worst owners in sports, is now seemingly on his way out for a massive number. I mean, we're talking not long ago teams were buying, say, the Carolina Panthers with David Tepper for, I think, $2 million, something like that.
$2 billion.
Now, $2 billion. Now we're at six already. Like, the scale of this inflation.
The Broncos
here is
just
crazy.
Sold for under five. They just sold for under five.
Yeah, and that was a couple months ago, it felt like.
But it is partly a real estate deal, too. Real estate in D.C. is a lot more than in Denver or Carolina.
It's super hot news for many, many reasons. Yeah. We could talk about the new stadium that they want to get in the D.C. area now. All of a sudden, the politicians are jumping for joy because now they could put in their votes and help the new stadium come to fruition. Mm-hmm. You talk about the fan base energized. But not only that, as I talked about earlier in the show, you get rid of all of that dark, nasty, gross cloud that's over the organization. You bring in somebody who understands professional sports, aligned with a guy like Magic Johnson, who is a minority partner in the situation, but you must believe that he's going to give some of his knowledge on how to run organizations and how to do certain things. That is monumental. It's as hard as we've been trying to get in the front end of the minority situation. We finally potentially have somebody that comes in on the front end, not when it's somebody buys the team and then says, okay, I'll give you a small piece. No, this person is on that letter in that packet that's being sent to the league. His name is in there. That's big for the National Football
League. Guys, do I misunderstand? Jeremy, you said one of the biggest brands in sports?
Yes, it was.
I think they have the fourth biggest brand in – I think they have the last biggest brand in their own division. I think the brands of the Cowboys, Eagles, and Giants have always been bigger than the brand of Washington.
About the Joe Gibbs era winning all those Super Bowls?
No, Max.
I think so. I think the Eagles have a bigger brand, always have. I think I know the Giants have, and I know certainly the Cowboys have.
No, the Washington brand was huge, Max.
It was big.
I'm not saying how big.
I can't think of the year, but in 1999, at the time that Daniel Snyder bought the team, they were number one for several years in attendance.
Listen, I lived in D.C. for a year and a half when I was hosting Around the Horn. When Joe Gibbs got rehired, that all anyone would talk about. You could hear a pin drop watching Michael Jordan's last season with the Wizards, but you couldn't get a ticket to the Washington game, right? All right.
A little different now.
Jeremy Fowler, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN senior NFL reporter. You can see him across ESPN platforms on such hit shows as... No one? Crickets. This Justin. 2 p.m. Eastern. Handsome host. Thank you, Jeremy, as always.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The NBA postseason tips off tomorrow. Which first-round matchup is most exciting? KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Key, you know what bon means in French?
No, but you're going to tell me. Probably
means
français.
Good. Bon means good. You know what? Temps means, T-E-M-P-S, temps, you would say it in English, means time. Literally, we have Timmy Good Times here in studio. Tim Bon Temps. Quite
Tim
a name
bon
you got
temps.
There.
It's not
bon
a good time whenever I talk to my man Keyshawn because he always gets upset at me about the Lakers. But that's
okay. I don't get, see, Tim, I'm gonna say something here.
Yeah, what do you got, boss?
Don't say upset. Say disappointed.
Yeah, he refused. He claims he's never been in an argument. He's never had a debate. He's never been upset.
That's fair. That's
no,
fair,
Key. We communicate and we have conversation.
We always do that. I always appreciate him, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be the best first round series, Tim?
I think it's going to be Cavs-Knicks. I'm really excited. I think there's a bunch of first-round series that are going to be good. I think Keys-Lakers-Grizzly series should be a lot of fun. I think Warriors-Kings is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited, though, to see Cavs-Knicks. I really think it's got a chance to be one of the best series in the first round I've seen in a long time. I think it's a true toss-up series. We say that a lot. Like, you don't really know who's going to win, even though you kind of do. In this one, I genuinely am not sure who's going to win. It might really come down to the state of Julius Randle's ankles. You see him, you know, making moves here. Julius is dealing with a sprained ankle for the last couple weeks. We'll see if he's ready to go for game one tomorrow. But I think this one could go either way. Really compelling matchup. Donovan Mitchell back at the Garden. I'm excited to see how it goes.
Isn't in series like this, though, Key, and Adam, you know, right, isn't the history of the league that in these kind of series, team with the best player wins? Wouldn't that be the Cavs because of Donovan Mitchell? As great as Brunson's been.
Donovan Mitchell is the best player, but I think the gap isn't that big with the Knicks guys. And the Knicks have so much more depth than the Cavs that this might be one of those scenarios where it does favor the team that's got a little more depth. Because really, Cleveland's a four-player team. After that, there's a ton of question marks. Knicks go eight or nine guys deep, and the trade of Josh Hart, him and Emmanuel Quickley have been probably the best bench duo in a league by a significant amount this year, and I think they've got a chance to swing this series in New York's favor.
You know what, Tim, you mentioned Donovan Mitchell, and I was going to ask you, how does the hype behind, because I like all that in, when it comes to playoff time, the storyline, yep. How does the hype factor into going back to the guard, but also the Knicks not really pursuing Donovan Mitchell at the level in which they probably should have in most people's eyes.
Well, look, I mean, that's going to be obviously a huge storyline in the series, right, Key? I mean, you look at the way this is playing out. You've got Donovan Mitchell coming back to the Garden. The two games here in New York this year were both pretty awesome games, went down to the wire. Knicks ended up winning them both. Knicks won 3 out of 4 in the season series between the teams, and it's going to be a huge storyline. I mean, we've seen Stephen A. on TV talking about how terrible it's going to be if Donovan Mitchell beats the Knicks in the playoffs, and certainly – if the Cavs come out, and to Max's point, if Donovan Mitchell is the best player in this series and the Knicks win this, or the Cavs win this thing in 5 games, you know, there's going to be a lot of chatter about should the Knicks have gone after him harder last summer? What does it mean for their team going forward? I mean, that's certainly going to be one of the big storylines going into this series, is just how well he plays and whether he's good enough to get the Cavs over the line.
Well, let's see if you will converse. How did you put it, Key? You don't argue, you
communicate.
Let's see how you and Key communicate about this one. Tim Bontemps, can the Lakers make a deep postseason run?
I don't think they can make a deep postseason run. I think they have a chance to win this series against Memphis, though I think they need a few things to go their way. I just think there's too many things working against this Laker team. You've got the potential injury issues with LeBron and AD. You've got the wear and tear on LeBron in particular. We saw how tired he was at the end of that Minnesota game. He had to expend so much energy just to beat the Wolves in that game on Tuesday night. And I just still don't like the supporting cast and depth around these guys. I mean, D'Angelo Russell was a non-factor in that game on Tuesday. Malik Beasley's very streaky. You know, even Jared Vanderbilt, who's a really nice player, is an offensive liability. You saw Minnesota take advantage of that. So I just don't think this group has enough as constituted to make a deep run. But I do think if things break the right way, they can win this series against Memphis, which, you know, given where the Lakers were a couple months ago, the fact we're even talking about them potentially winning a first-round series, I think, is a pretty significant change.
Well, see, that's the reason you and I, we communicate differently. we have our different views on things, and one of the things that you brought up is the durability of whatnot. Yes, that is real. That is a real issue with Anthony Davis, and that is a real issue with an older LeBron James. Mm-hmm. But as I like to tell Max, what if – because we live in the what-if business.
Sure.
What if they do stay healthy? You got two of the top players in the NBA in LeBron James, which is still one of the top six players in the NBA. You got Anthony Davis on any given night. He could be the top player in the NBA. And then the surrounding cast. Yes, D'Angelo Russell did struggle to some degree against Minnesota when you looked at that situation. But Anthony Edwards is focused in on the defense because the offensive side were not working for him. He is a bigger player. So sometimes those sort of things work in your favor and against you if you're D'Angelo Russell. Well, you're not going to see that against Minnesota. Then you say Malik Beasley is streaky at times. What if he isn't? What if he's not streaky?
Or he's streaking in the right way, right?
Well, I mean, he's streaking in the right way.
I mean, sure. I mean, yes, we could do a lot of ifs, ands, or buts, Key. I mean, I
but
guess
that's what you just did without saying if, ands, and buts.
Well, look, here's the bottom line for me, right? The Lakers, I think if you ask me, can the Lakers win this series? I would say yes they can win this series. Can the Lakers win a second-round series against Golden State? I think there's a smaller chance of that But in theory, they could, right? But they're going to be the underdog, realistically, in every series they play.
Absolutely.
So to right. So could they win
each series?
You're
playing the odds.
Yeah. Like, it's the same thing as, could the Sixers win a title? Sure, the Sixers could win a title. They're also underdogs against Boston in the second round. They're going to be underdogs if they win that series against Milwaukee in the conference finals, right? So could the Sixers win a title? Yes. But the chances of that are not very good because they're going to have to win two series they're not supposed to win.
What do you think about the defensive side of the floor for the Lakers being one of the top defensive teams coming into the first round of the playoffs?
Let me give you – so here to me is the – let me be a Lakers optimist for a minute. Here's the path for the Lakers to win this series. They need to control the paint. Anthony Davis needs to be the best player in the series, I think, by a significant amount. They need to attack Jaren Jackson Jr. and get him into foul trouble and get him off the court, because we know Steven Adams and Brandon Clark, that could be a huge factor. One really important guy to watch on the Memphis side is Xavier Tillman. I expect he will start, and I think he will guard AD a lot of the time, so Jaren doesn't have to guard AD as much and stay out of foul trouble, hopefully, from a Memphis standpoint. And the other thing they need to do is get Dylan Brooks on tilt a little bit. We saw in the Golden State series last year, Dylan Brooks basically shot Memphis out of the series. And in the three games against the Lakers this year, he was 11 for 45 from the field. He was 6 for 20 from three. In the three games against the Lakers this season, Jaren Jackson had 15 fouls in 96 minutes. If they can foul Jaren Jackson out or get him on the bench in foul trouble, and they can go at Dylan Brooks and get him off his game, the Lakers have a path to winning the series. But I still think if you look overall, Memphis has more talent, more athleticism, more depth, and I think they should win this series. But there is a path for Lakers to do it.
Tim,
you want to go ahead?
I wanted to follow up about the Lakers before we moved off it. Because Tim and I have done this on this just in 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN, but we haven't done this on this show. Tim,
yes.
If I were to tell you before a season started, postseason started, I'm giving you no information about who's on what team in the league. I'm just saying this about a certain team. LeBron and AD, LeBron's playing, AD is healthy, they have the number one defense in the league, and competent shooting around them. You cannot, could you say, no, that team couldn't win a championship? It sounds like a team that very much could win a championship. That's the Lakers.
I am not, as the Lakers have had a good defense since the All-Star break. I think the number one rating is a little inflated by both their schedule and opponent three-point shooting. So I think it's a good defense.
Go to top five defense.
No, they have a good defense for sure. The other issue is I just don't trust their offense. You saw in that game against Minnesota, I don't think they have competent shooting overall.
Competent?
I really don't.
D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley.
They have two.
And I'm missing someone else. Even guy for his size, Hachimura, for, you know, like considering his position.
I don't think when you're talking about playoff level caliber play, I just don't think at the end of the day, if you're relying on D'Angelo Russell and Malik Beasley to get you where you need to go, I just don't think you're good enough. I just don't think ultimately you are.
All right. There
yeah, I was gonna reset your name, but because you said that, I'm not gonna reset your name. ESPN NBA reporter joining us now, Tim Bontemps, ESPN NBA reporter joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. How much pressure, Tim, is on Kevin Durant to win a title with the Suns this year?
So Max and I talked about this yesterday. I think there's pressure on the Suns to win because they traded everything they've ever had to get Kevin Durant. And also, like, let's be honest, the Phoenix Suns have been an incredibly successful organization for decades. I think they have the highest winning percentage of any team that's never won a championship. They've done everything but win a title in Phoenix. So I think there's real pressure on the Suns to win because I think the future with the amount of draft picks they sent out and the age Kevin Durant is pretty high on them right away. I don't feel the same pressure as there on Durant personally, because I think his legacy is already sort of secure, while this would obviously help it. And I think if you look at the fact that they've only played 8 games together, there's a pretty easy built-in excuse for this team if they don't win, right? Well, which is he was out until April 1st. He comes back. We've basically never seen a team win in this kind of circumstance before. They essentially start the season on April 1st. And I think if you're him, you say, hey, look, if you know, we come back next year, we have everybody healthy, we add some depth pieces, we're going to be the favorites to win the West. So I don't think the pressure is there in the same way on him as there is, frankly, on, say, Nikola Jokic, who, if you look at Denver, they have the best record in the West. They're a dominant home court team. We talk about how wide open the West is.
But you're the only one who thinks they're going to win the chip, though. Like, most people
I don't think they're going to win the chip. But if they don't win it this year, then to me, you look at Nikola Jokic and say, you're never going to win, right?
Yeah,
which is a
true
different thing than for Durant, where, like, you know, They've just you just showed up there.
All right. Watch what I do to you right here, though.
Okay, Tim, what do we got?
How important is it for Kevin Durant to beat the Golden State Warriors?
Well, look, as I said yesterday when me and Max were talking about this, sign me up for Warriors Suns in the West Finals on ESPN. Give me that. Give me seven games of Kevin Durant against Steph Curry. I mean, look, it would certainly be a pretty juicy series if we get Draymond Green and Chris Paul going at it. We get Kevin Durant and Steph Curry going at it. We get Klay Thompson and Devin Booker going at it. I mean, these teams already don't like each other much. We saw Klay doing the four fingers thing earlier this year. And I think if that series happens, there would be pressure to win that series in particular because of all the history there.
So if he doesn't win that series, then what?
Well, I mean, he's still one of the best players of all time. I mean, I don't think a lot changes, but I do think that would be, to me, a different level of pressure even than winning
the
title.
AD is not in the Michael Jordan, LeBron James conversation, and he should be. That's the thing. And if he gets by Steph this year, he might start to be in those conversations, and if he doesn't, he never will. That's how I'm framing this whole story. Tim Bontemps, ESPN NBA reporter. You know, you can see him across various ESPN platforms.
Yeah.
Such hit shows like...
This just in, yes. 2 p.m. Eastern. Yes. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, no, the da-da-da is very important. Handsome host. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tomorrow night as the Cavs host the Knicks, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Which first-round matchup are you most excited for? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
KJM, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Just Key and me today. Jay, our thoughts are with you and your family, and Jay is mourning the passing of his late great mom. Thinking about you, brother. Meantime, Key, the playoffs tip this weekend. Which first round series? I'm not going to even ask you this because I already know the answer. Lakers, Grizzlies, Warriors, Kings, Clippers, Suns, Knicks, Cavs are you most looking forward to? Key is most looking forward to Lakers, Grizzlies. Let's get that out of the way.
Suns, Clippers will be a good one for me.
Yeah, right. I'm sure. If that's on at the same, if for some reason that's on at the same time as the Lakers game, I'm sure you're.
I would never have it on at the same time as the Lakers game. I wouldn't have my TV watching the Clipper game.
Right, of course. That's what I'm saying.
You know, the picture, I would. I just have full screen Lakers. I don't even.
Your picture would be the Lakers game and then also the Lakers game in the little picture. But I agree with you, though. But they're all good, though, Key. Like, Warriors-Kings, I like the Warriors. I think that's a drawn-out series.
Well,
I think it could go either way.
Yeah, and it's star power on the Warriors side, and it's up-and-coming star power on the Kings side. So, you know, you always want to see, obviously, Klay. You want to see what Wiggins looks like. You're always going to get some entertainment out of Draymond Green. And then Steph Curry is Steph Curry. So you got entertainment factor.
You got
there
the feeling like De'Aaron Fox is built for this.
Yeah, but he's built for it. But it's one of those deals where you guys are the bullies on the block in the Warriors, and we're coming in to take down the bully. You've been beating people up too many years. Now it's the young kid coming into the high school. He's going to show you, and that's De'Aaron Fox and company.
Clippers Suns is awesome. Unfortunately, no Paul George, at least at the start. That's a shame. To me, if the Clippers had Paul George, that could easily be the quality of a finals matchup, NBA finals, Clippers Suns. But they, if they don't have Paul George, I really like the Suns there. Knicks, so, Cavs, you heard Tim Bontemps just say he can't. He doesn't even know what to think about that series.
I'm trying to think, what's the matchup in the the matchup in the Clippers and the Suns? What's the matchup that we're looking for? Kawhi and KD?
Mm-hmm, 100%.
Okay, so that's that matchup. And then Westbrook in Booker?
Mm, I guess without Paul George, you might say that.
Without yeah. Paul George, right?
Yeah.
And what else?
Chris Paul. Paul and Westbrook, really.
Yeah, but something feels different about, because Westbrook just seems like his engine is faster than Chris Paul's right now.
But they both have a lot, like, key. Right now, if one of those two guys could win a championship, Chris Paul would be validated out of control because people already have that feeling about him. He's like the perfect point guard. And Westbrook would have the three, saying over the past month, would have the three triple-doubles validated.
But Chris Paul is already validated because he's the last of the traditional point guards, right? So
he's already validated.
We want him to win because we feel sorry for him.
If he doesn't win, he will be in the category with Steve Nash and all those guys who are amazing but didn't win a championship. He's going right in that category.
Maybe because I know him and I love him to death, and it's a personal effect for me that I feel like he's already in a certain category. And if he wins the championship, he's lifting the man off his back versus Westbrook, which is haters get away.
Right. There's that feel.
It is a different feel,
but I'm just saying, in the eyes of history, what happens is the details get foggy. And then the people who didn't live through it just like look back at the history. Who won a chip, who didn't? And were they still really good when they won it?
No, I understand that, but when you look at Westbrook and he doesn't win a chip, he was a hot dog. He was never going to win. If he wins one, it was like
everything changes.
All he needed to do was get with the right team that knew how to utilize him.
Yes.
And he – so you know what else changed? This is some of the funniest stuff ever. 3 years ago, right? He never changed his game. He's never going to change his game. He doesn't know how to change his game. Let him win a championship. Well, he changed his game to fit in with what the Clippers wanted to do. That's what people go say.
Yeah, or else he never changed and it paid off. But, yeah, right. I don't think it's going to happen because they ran into the Suns in the first round without Paul George. This is a bad luck. It's a snake bit franchise. Knicks, Cavs, you heard Bontemps say he doesn't know what's going to happen in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Knicks are deeper. Cavs have the best player on either team in Donovan Mitchell. And then Lakers, Grizzlies. Like, you want to know the truth?
See, I feel like the Cavs in the Knicks series doesn't really matter to me as much because they're not going anywhere.
They're really gonna
run into a gauntlet and it's gonna be a wrap.
They're gonna run into a brick wall in the East because they have the big three and then everyone else in the Bucks, Celtics, Sixers.
So everybody has a shot
in the West.
In the West. So 100%. It's kinda like it's more interesting and it is more intrigue in the West than it is in the East.
But the difference here is because it's the Knicks and they have a rabid fan base and a huge fan base, and the Cavs have Donovan Mitchell, a guy the Knicks were going after. There is, like, in the one matchup that really doesn't matter because neither team has a shot at a chip right now, there's going to be more intrigue than there usually is. And then in the other three matchups, any one of these teams could win the title, right? In the first round, Key, we never get this in the NBA first round. When did we ever get this in the first round? You always know in the NBA, if it's a 1-8, if it's a 2-7, all right, it's a wrap. None of these are wraps. All of these are super competitive. 888-SAY-ESPN. Which matchup are you most looking forward to in the NBA first round? And not only that, we've been talking a lot of Lamar Jackson, and people still want to talk about it. Ben Roethlisberger had some things to say about Lamar. Can't beat you from the pocket, right? How do people feel about that? Is Ben Roethlisberger right? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And that's all I have to say, Key, and yet there's another good 10 seconds left here.
You're not going to eat that 10 seconds up? You're like Pac-Man.
All day. 888-SAY-ESPN-U. Give us a call and maybe we'll even take it. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.